Ladies and gentlemen, trans and non-binary punks of all ages and denominations, welcome back to another episode of Not Just a Phase, and thank you for joining us in our fifth year. If you're new here, let me get this out of the way really quick. We're online at notjustaphase.net. We're on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and Substack and Tinder at this point, I'm sure, at Not Just a Phase Worldwide. Occasionally, I tweet some dumb shit on Twitter at NJAP Worldwide, and you can hit us up at patreon.com/notjustaphaseworldwide. We got video podcasts, bonus content, and you can help support the expansion of this podcast and blog if you choose to. Shout out to our partners at Bloco Media, who are the gentlemen from Medulla Lunar. Make sure you check out their company for video editing needs and check out their band too, because they rip. And as always, if you're looking to get onto our blogspot or podcast, please send your inquiries to our email at notjustaphasesubmissions@gmail.com. Okay, let's get to the show. Today, our mic is back on tour in Brooklyn, New York, to discuss one of my new favorite emo bands. Common Sage just released their third album through Equal Vision Records. The album is called Closer To, and it touches on lyric topics such as death and loss of innocence, which at times are accompanied by some dark melodies that almost sound immoral. The album is the band's best work yet, proving that Common Sage is anything but common. I do not apologize for that bad pun, but their sonic range that this album covers is everywhere, it's all over the place. Absolutely great.
I see your eyes have rolled back. You feel closer. You've been so good. I see an awful scene unfold. You've been hoping this will end soon. Well, does it make your hands curl? When you're floating there and I'm talking on your own, and I won't come back, I'll make sure this won't.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. And how are you feeling today?
I'm really good. Thank you for the kind words.
Absolutely. I meant them all. And for people who are just listening as opposed to watching, would you mind just stating your name and what role it is you play in the band?
Yes, I'm Julian. I am the vocalist and rhythm guitarist in Common Sage.
So the main songwriter as well, then, presumably.
Yeah.
So did you listen to any of this podcast before agreeing to come chat with me?
Definitely. I listened to your episode with, I don't know his name, but the Blood Brothers singer recently.
Johnny Whitney. Yes. Johnny. Good episode. Yep.
Also just saw them in Brooklyn and they were
nice.
Perfect. Yeah. And I listened to, I don't know. I don't think this is how I discovered you, but I think this is kind of what made me remember the podcast. You did one with Jesse Corman, and us and Jesse made a music video together a few months ago. So we've become like friendly, and then saw all that, listened to that.
That's awesome. Yeah, yes, yeah. I'm aware of that. I was going to ask you about that music video in the questions list I got here. That does come up because I saw that connection too, and I thought, wow, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. So do you listen to any podcasts in your free time? Or do you have any free time?
Yeah. That's funny. No, not often, but
right.
When I'm able to, I listen to Radiolab. I love Radiolab a lot. I just got into this podcast called Radio Rental, which is like a true scary story podcast. It's just people telling like horrifying things that they say have happened to them. And the host of it is Rainn Wilson from The Office. And he's like this like video store rental character. So that's a fun podcast. And
which character, sorry to cut you off, which character is that in The Office? I don't know the actor's name.
He's Dwight.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
This podcast sounds awesome.
It is. It's really awesome. I was really into that, especially during October. I kind of like overloaded myself with it, but it's really good. And I mean, like, I listen to like washed up emo here and there. I listen to like This American Life podcasts. I like podcasts quite a bit.
Nice. So outside of music and those few podcasts, what sort of hobbies and passions are occupying that limited amount of free time you have?
There's always something different. It's usually, I like video games right now. I'm like obsessing over chess. I'm like learning, or I'm trying to learn a bunch of different, chess. I love chess.
As a video game.
No, but I mean, it is like taking the place of a video game.
Oh, I was like, okay. Well, you know what? There's video games for everything, right? So it wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, I'm playing it on my phone, so I guess you could argue that that could technically be considered a video game.
Yeah, it's a game with video. I just interviewed a band two or three nights ago. I think your episode will come up first, so I'll say it anyways. It was the Newfound Interest in Connecticut.
Oh, cool.
And one of their members, Gary, was saying that he plays a lot of chess. So I guess this is the season of chess for Not Just a Phase now, because this will be dropping in the new year. And that's twice chess has been mentioned already, which is odd.
Yeah, I mean, that is odd. Those guys, we played a show with them in Brooklyn a few months ago. And
well, nice. No way.
Yeah, we did. Yes, it was like they're like, it was those, they did that little weekend or something. They did like just those two shows. That was the first shows in however many years.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, a long time.
Yes. Very, very nice dudes. Definitely, and I mean this totally respectfully, like super nerdy vibes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So chess checks out for being in their interests.
Gary, the one of them, said he was playing chess, and I was like, all right, sick. Very exciting. So
Yeah.
I know who you're calling nerdy because you're playing chess too, man.
No, I mean it lovingly. Like I
Of
am
course.
a loser, definitely. I am a nerd for sure.
Yeah. Nerdy is not an insult. It's
No.
never has been to me anyways.
No.
Yeah. So we'll start with you and we'll start. Let's do origin stories. Probably answered this question on every interview you've ever done. But do you recall how you first got into punk music or the first time you were introduced to any alternative genres?
Yeah, there's definitely always like different like instances, you know what I mean? But in terms of like I guess like what I would consider punk, like I remember Blink-182 in middle school was just like life-changing for me. I didn't listen to music really at all. Like I would never like put on music at that time, but I remember me and my like middle school best friend just became like obsessed with Blink-182, like every era of them at that moment, which I think like yeah, I think that was a little past 2004. But yeah, all their albums were out at that point. We like started a little band that we it was just a Blink-182 tribute band. We just tried to sound like them as middle schoolers. As well as middle schoolers could. So that was like the first real big, like, you know, musical thing that happened to me in my life.
Nice. That's a good starter pack for presumably you're around the same age as myself. I'm 34, so I think I heard on a podcast you're a couple years younger.
I'm 31, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So Blink is a quite the good starter pack for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everybody loves them. I feel like during that time when MySpace was like the biggest thing in the world, every single MySpace band was like a three piece trying to sound like
Yeah.
Blink-182, and like in the bio it was like John likes rock, Tim likes rock, and then the drummer is like Adam likes rap, 'cause like they just wanted to
Yeah.
exactly like Blink-182. Yeah.
Holy shit, yeah. Did you, speaking of MySpace, I usually ask this question when it gets brought up. Did you have a cringy screen name on MySpace or like a scene nickname?
I didn't have a scene nickname. I was like, thankfully, I never was like a scene kid. I never had like trip pants or anything like that.
Yeah.
I missed that somehow. I always wanted like to look like that. I just like never did. So yeah, I never had a scene name. I'm sure it was cringy, but I don't remember. Maybe it wasn't, which like I'm not saying like I'm not saying I'm not cringy. I just don't remember. I don't remember my name being something ridiculous. I do remember I made all of my picture. You know, you could like write a comment under your picture or like a little, it wasn't a tag. It was like you could just like have a comment that you wrote under each of your
Yeah, a
pictures.
little PC for PC type shit.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yes. I remember just like I just wrote my favorite movies as the name for each one. Like
Sag.
it was
So
like an
deep.
art piece. Yeah, like so stupid, so ridiculous. And I remember I
Love
also
it.
had like, you know, you like you could just like do whatever you wanted, obviously, but you had like favorite mu bands or favorite directors. I had like a favorite directors list, which was like Wes Anderson, Quentin Tarantino, like
Standards.
yeah, exactly. Just like exactly who you'd think I'd like so ridiculous.
Oh man, that is funny. That is pretty fucking nerdy listing your favorite directors.
Yeah,
You
I
still
am
big
a
into film or?
I am, yeah, I love movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I still do love Wes Anderson and Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, they're awesome. There's nothing wrong with them.
No. Yeah,
That's
are you
funny.
into movies also?
No, I'm not
No?
a film guy or anything
Oh.
like that. No. I have a Goodfellas poster. I'm that stereotype asshole.
That's a good movie.
It's a fucking great movie, but some woman once told me every guy's favorite movie is Goodfellas. And it pissed me off because Goodfellas is one of my favorite movies. And I was like, well, I'm a fucking stereotype.
I guess she's right.
Yeah. Who doesn't like that movie? Show me one man who doesn't like Goodfellas. I dare you.
No, genuinely, I agree. Unfortunately.
Yeah, nailed it. So, what's the scene like in your area right now? You got some favorite local bands you want to shout out or good venues, stuff like that?
Man, this scene, like, to be completely honest, we are not a part of like the DIY scene anymore. Like when we were, which was like right before COVID. Like there were venues and there were like a bunch of bands, and then we were all doing our thing, and then COVID came and everybody like moved away. Or everybody just obviously got older, stopped doing it. But like we were buddies and we still are buddies with that band Stay Inside. And we sh used to share a member, Chris, and he, wrote the last two albums with us and recorded it. But yeah, and we used to play at this place called Bushwick Public House. Like all the time, every one of every band. But yeah, that kind of dissolved. And the bands that like I can think of that are worth shouting out nowadays are like our buddies Shark Swimmer and like Husbandry. And my old friend is in this band called Ultra Deluxe Max, and they are like the what would you call it? They keep DIY like going in Brooklyn, and I haven't been to like one of their shows unless we played it, which was a while ago. But like when I always recommend them to anyone because they just keep it going and going and going, and they're doing a really good job with it. And there's a million bands that local bands that they put on shows that I don't know the name of because I'm a poser. But yeah.
Legit, I love that. Cool. I'll have to check out the Ultra Deluxe. They're throwing shows in your area as well.
Yeah, that promoting and putting on a whole bunch of shows for like touring acts and for local acts. And yeah. Like techno screamo stuff.
Oh, very cool. Okay, I'll definitely have to check them out then. Surprised I haven't heard of them, but I have not heard every single band.
Right. It's hard. It's hard to hear every
I'm trying.
single
Oh shit. I'm trying to get there, but
band.
so outside of your local area, I guess we'll just jump right in. Just before we got to the album Closer To, you mentioned, well, sorry. Yeah, you mentioned the music video for Eden. Eden? Is that the proper pronunciation?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So you'd mentioned Jesse as well, Jesse Corbin. Vocalist of the Number 12, who also does some directing and photography and such. Now, did you guys give him any artistic direction for that music video, or did you just let Jesse take the wheel and roll with it? Like,
Yeah. So we had like a video chat with him. It was set up through Equal Vision because Number 12 recently signed to them. And it was kind of just to like ask some questions. It wasn't even like to ask him to help with the video at all. It was just to be like, hey, like direction wise, like what do you think we should do? And I had the idea of all these faces getting all weird and messed up because of the artist that made the artwork for the single. And the artist's name is Chris Curtis. And he always does like some sort of like surreal sort of like black and white drawing. But the one for Eden was this little girl with like her eyes seemingly getting stretched out, warped in a weird way. So I was just like, it'd be really cool if, that was what would you call it? Animated, like that came to life in the video. So I explained that to Jesse, and he pretty instantly just wanted to be a part of it, wanted to direct it. So he directed the video. He isn't like the special effect guy, but he is friends with this guy, Yakko, who did the number 12's last music video that just came out, the new one. And Yako is the one that brought all of that to life. Like, Yako made all the craziness happen. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a great music video and a lot of big names collaborating on that because, of course, I mean, you had Jeff Rickley and Steve Padula joining you there. And now, how did that happen? Same way through the label for the collaboration or?
No, they got brought on, so to speak, through our manager, Mike Dubin. He's just like an old school Long Island guy, just grew up with like every band you can think of, like has become acquainted with like every band you can think of, like, just like sort of friendly, if not totally friends with somebody, sort of friendly with them, just knows everybody. So, he's friends with Steve, and he got Steve like listening to the songs and interested to begin with. And then, right after Steve was interested, he kind of just was like, "Should we try to get like Jeff on this too?" And we were like, "Of course." And then he just reached out. Yeah. Then he just reached out to Jeff, and Jeff was also like, didn't take much convincing. He just like was down to do it, which was really amazing. And yeah.
Amazing, yeah. Wow. That's a good manager. I've worked with a lot of managers who have a hard time returning an email within a timely fashion. I'm not going to say who, because that would be very unprofessional, but shout out to good managers, because that's great.
He's just like, he's the best. He only wants to help. Like at all times, definitely always going above and beyond. Yeah, he rules.
And that single didn't make it onto the album. Was it just not the vibe or?
In my opinion, yeah, it wasn't the vibe.
Too happy compared to the album's theme.
It just like it specifically the like. Specifically, the lyrics just didn't tie in for me. And this, it was like a big, like, top, it was a big contentious thing for a minute because our manager, Mike, like, thought it should really go on the album, like, just because of, like, how, like, popish it is and, like, the features and everything. And he just, he
I
really,
get for
he
sure.
loves our, yeah. He loves the music to begin with, but he especially was like really pushing for that. And I get it. And I think that all those are all valid points and they make sense. But yeah, just like thematically, it didn't make sense for me. And we put that song 47 on the album, which in my opinion is like a pop song, like to the T. And I was like, it's gonna be weird if we have like two pop-ish like songs. And yeah, I just thought at the time, like, let's just put out this like song with these two really cool features. Like, I feel like that'll get more attention
Oh, yeah.
before the album's out or something as well,
Yeah, it was big hype before the album too, right? You're like, holy shit, that's what's
Yeah.
before the album, what's coming up, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that was my thinking. Like, did that work? I have no idea, but that was the idea.
As a massive Thursday fan and fan of Jesse's, it worked for me.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure it worked for lots of people.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, definitely. I'm sure. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure a lot of people that never heard of us were like, "Ooh, Jeff Rickley,"
100%. It's a name that demands attention from people who are into the style of music or any sort of alternative music or any underground shit, right?
Totally.
Fabrication.
So yeah, that was my guess as well, that it didn't quite fit the mood of the album. But the mood on this album is constantly changing, in my opinion, which is what I loved so much about it. Like, it was damn near impossible to pick three songs. Like, I usually play three songs for the audio podcast, and you mentioned 47, that comes in right there, and it's a much lighter switch from the dark tones that are on the album, almost Title Flight-esque, poppy. Two very different sounds, and the album has slow jams, it's got upbeat stuff, it's got some spacey shit going on, and everything in between. Like, I'm rambling at this point, but you've covered a wide spectrum of post-hardcore and emo, and those genres allow that type of creativity to flourish. So I've read your band being compared to everything from Modest Mouse to Me Without You. So I'm curious, straight from the source, who do you consider to be the biggest inspirations for your sound on this last album?
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, Modest Mouse is like my favorite band. They're always gonna have some sort of influence. For this one, like, I would say obviously we were pushing it more into what everybody knows as like post-hardcore. So like definitely listening to a lot more Me Without You, another one of my favorite bands, but maybe not like stylistically something we sounded like as much as we do now, or as much as I was taking from it during that time. But yeah, like you also said, Title Fight always, especially when I'm writing like a verse chorus song, it's just like Title Fight is just what's in my head. It's just like, why not? Like, that's just what I want it to sound like. Balance and Composure for sure.
Oh, another great band. Love
Amazing,
Balance.
man. Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
So good. Touche Amore and La Dispute
Nice.
also so amazing. And yeah, other than those like post-hardcore-ish bands, I was listening to a lot of like Radiohead and like Big Thief. And I got really into Nine Inch Nails during the end of that recording. Not session, but during the end of the
Didn't
recording. Sorry.
expect that. Okay.
Yeah,
Didn't expect that. Yeah.
big into them. Yeah. And I think like all of that stuff is influencing what's getting written after the closer two songs, but I think they were definitely, you know. Something was being incorporated during that time too. Something, a little something here and there.
So you're back to writing already? Is that what I'm getting from this?
Yeah, I would say I'm always like writing something, you know?
Right.
Like we were writing songs up until the end of that record. Like what's the song? Heareth was the correct way to say that word is Hireth. Which is like so hard to say for some reason. But so we just call it Heareth, which is incorrect. But Heareth was written like I don't even know. It's not as intense as like the last week where we were recording, but it was essentially like the last week we were recording. Anyway, but yeah, just constantly writing something or just constantly thinking of like something new.
Yeah,
You
it
know,
never stops. Yeah.
it never stops, and it's a nightmare almost.
So you're hoping for new music in the new year, early, late, depending on like you guys got studio time booked, like how much writing has been done. You know what I mean?
Not a lot of writing at all. There's many ideas specifically in my head. I think the band as a whole has maybe. I wouldn't even say we wrote, but we have worked on like two full-ish songs that I'm sure nobody remembers at this point. I would say definitely we have one extra single from the closer to recording stuff that we might put out this in the new year, but other than that, I
Nice.
would say, yeah. Other than that, I'd say probably definitely nothing else in 2025.
Right. Okay. Very cool.
It's
Very
a
cool.
slow It's a slow thing. It's like super, it's like painstakingly slow
Well, a
writing.
full album literally just released, so I think you're good for a bit. I'm
Yeah,
just asking because I have
I
to,
feel, yeah. I
but
feel like we have a good minute or two.
yeah, you can tour the full length for a bit. Don't listen to me. I'm just asking, no pressure, no pressure.
Thank you, thank you.
You guys got shows coming up in the new year to be touring the album?
Yeah, we have a, do you know that band Zeta?
Know the name, but I haven't checked them out.
They're like a really, really cool band from Venezuela, and they've been in America for a really long time because of green cards and
Oh, they're on a flyer with you guys. So that's what that's okay.
They're on tour. They have a new album out, so they're going on tour in January. We're playing just one show with them to support. They're an awesome, amazing band. We toured with them for a week in September with Hail the Sun and a bunch of other bands, and a lot like Birds. And we're playing a show with them in January, and then we're going on tour in March with this band Stolas, which is like a Dance Gavin dance side project thing. They're also on Equal Vision, or they were on Equal Vision. This is like their reunion tour, so we're going out with them for about like two-ish weeks, like kind of like a half bottom half of full US thing.
Very cool, very cool.
Yeah.
So you've done a fair bit amount of touring and shows, small runs, longer runs at this point in the career for Common Stage. Do you have a favorite show or tour memory that stands out to you? Or a really horrible one that stands out, whatever. Yeah, is that,
Like,
okay.
yeah. There's always something fun to talk about, but this one that we always talk about is we played in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania with Further Seems Forever. Excuse me.
Love Further Seems Forever.
As do I.
Yeah, that should go without saying.
Jason, the singer, is like the nicest, coolest dude ever. Anyway. Yeah, they took us out for a week, which is very nice of them. And we played Harrisburg, which is like way more middle America than I knew or thought. And we get there, everybody like for some reason has like a southern, anytime you go somewhere and somebody has a southern accent and it's not the South, like it's gonna be weird, and it is weird. And it's weird that it's real, and it is real. So yeah, we get there, everybody's got a southern accent. We meet this guy that is like, I don't want to go overboard with the story because I'll get too into it, but we met this
Well, we got
guy.
time. I'm into it. I'm into
It's
it.
gonna be me. I'm just gonna use up so much of my energy, like reenacting everything.
Okay, give us the Cole's Notes
I'll
version
give you
then.
a middle version.
Okay.
This guy's there. He's like stoked to be there. He's like asking about us. He's asking where we're from. He's telling us that he just got back from, I don't remember where, but someplace like Korea, where he was teaching like English to kids for like years, like 3 years, 4 years or something. And he's just got this super excited energy. And for anybody that's listening that can't see my face, I'm not sure how to describe this, but like he'd just ask a question or say something, and he'd just be like, "Yeah, I haven't been to a show in like 8 years." And we'd be like, "Oh, awesome, dude. Thank you so much for being here." And he'd just, this internal thing where he was just like, ah, yeah, but like excited, like happy, like very weird. And we were just like, and he like offered us a cigarette, I think, or something, which is weird because
Do
I think
not
one
take that cigarette.
no and also
Who
like
knows what's in it?
I think like one of us like I think like Steve the bass player was like sm I don't know, maybe I'm making that up, somebody was like maybe probably even smoking, and he's like, "Do you want one?" And it's like, "No, we have one." I don't know, maybe I made that up, but anyway, Weird vibe, weird energy. He like vanishes. He shows back up at some point. No, he shows back up after our set where I'm at the bar talking to Jason. And he's like, "Oh my God, I missed your set." And I was like, "Oh, all right, like no big deal." He was like just talking like hours ago talking about how excited he was to see us. And I was like, "Cool, like
Oh
no worries.
shit. Yeah.
No worries." He's like, "Can I buy you a drink?" Yeah. "Can I buy you a drink?" I'm like, "I'm all good. No, thank you." And he's like, "Oh, can I get you anything?" And I'm like, "I'm totally like I'm good. Like, thank you."
Dude's deal.
Sorry.
What's this dude's deal? This is getting
Yeah, just
weirder by
like
the second.
so weird. Vanishes again. Then the bartender is like, "Do you guys know him?" And we're like, "No." And he's like, "He hasn't paid it. Like, he's cut off, and he needs to like pay his bill." And we're like, "Oh, sorry." Because I guess she heard him offering us drinks, and she's like, "He's not buying anybody drinks. He's not buying himself drinks, anybody." And we're like,
It's on
"Okay,
the
yeah, right."
house. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that was weird. He shows back up. He starts offering Jason drinks, I think, and stuff. And Jason's like, "No." And then later in the night, I found out he was offering Chris from Stay Inside drugs. And Chris was like, "What drugs like do you have?" And he's like, "Oh, I have like this weed pen. I have Viagra, and like I have like something else." And he was
Essentials.
just like, "Sorry,
The essentials, yeah.
the
Like
essentials, like
what?
what?" Like, I've never heard anybody offer anybody Viagra like recreationally before.
That's fucked.
So weird. And he was obviously on something that wasn't just like being drunk, because he was so weird at this point.
Wasn't just weed and Viagra in this guy's system. There was
It
something
might have been,
else.
maybe weed and Viagra does something really weird to you, like that I don't know about. Yeah,
Yeah,
who knows?
really?
Who knows? So that dude was a freak. Yeah, he was bugging out all over the place. I think they kicked him out, I'm not sure. On top of that, dude, girls were like getting into fights on our way out. Like, a girl literally got like forcibly kicked out, and then she was like trying to start a fight outside and all this weird stuff. A lot of people were drunk.
Is the same night?
All the same night, yeah. This one
Maybe those
dude,
girls were on weed and Viagra. Maybe that's why they were
I think they were
scrappy.
just drunk. Like, maybe they got offered Viagra. I'm not sure if they took it, but definitely drunk, definitely getting rowdy. This other dude came with his kid, and he like blacked out. They like called an ambulance while this guy's kid was there with him.
Oh,
Yeah, it's
Jesus.
so insane. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Yeah, and it was like they packed it out. It was like so many people there.
This is all on the same night. All these crazy characters showed up to the one show.
Yep.
Wow.
Harrisburg. Yep. That's like a tour story we talk about all the time.
That's fucking wild. Shout out to whatever town you just mentioned. I already forgot its name. Powisburg?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. All right. Wild. So you've already shared the stage with a lot of prolific bands. Further Seems Forever, you've done some pretty crazy collabs, Thursday and stuff like that. Is there any band that you haven't shared the stage with yet that you'd really love to in the new year?
Yeah, I mean, so many. I mean, it'd be like a dream show to play with like Touche, excuse me, Amore, or like La Dispute, Balance and
Ooh.
Composure, like all those bands I mentioned. Yeah, I mean, Outbreak Fest as a whole, any of those bands, or I love every band that plays Outbreak Fest. Yeah, I would love to play with everybody you can think of.
Whoever's willing, you're into it.
Whoever's willing, I probably like them.
Very cool. Very cool. So since 2020, we've seen I don't know how many bands do reunions. You just mentioned one as well. Is there a band that hasn't done a reunion yet that you'd love to see And you can't say title fight because it's just too fucking easy.
Dude, honestly, I don't want Title Fight to get back together. Like, I think they're,
Either. Me either. The expectations are too high.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They
Let
did their
them be
thing.
legends. Let
Yeah,
them be legends.
exactly. Let
Yes.
it be what it is. What is a band? I feel like every band is back together now.
That's why this
You
question
know,
gets harder to ask
yeah.
literally every week that I do a new
Seriously.
podcast.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't want to say the only band I can think of, which is just because we keep bringing them up, is like Me Without You, but it's also like I don't want them to get back together. They killed it. They were perfect. I don't need them to get back together, at all, other than selfishly, like maybe wanting to see them one more time, or like
Course, yeah.
theoretically, you know, like playing with them, like you just asked. But like, yeah, I don't. What's a band you want to? What do you have an answer to
Yeah, somebody asked me that a while ago, and I was like, hey, fuck off. I asked the questions around here. But
that?
it actually made me think about it because I never think about the answers to any of these questions that I ask people. But I would, and I don't know if it would be good. Again, I'm not big on reunions, but I never got to see this band from Canada. I think they're from BC. They're called The Gorgeous. And it was kind of like a metalcore, but not like metalcore in the sense of like As They Lay Dying type bullshit or like that. A lot of melody, a lot of post-hardcore type vibes to some of their songs, but shit was just so heavy and they're so good. They're one of my favorite bands, but I was also like 15 when they were big and then, or when their one album was big. I never got to see them, but I would love to see them and they're fucking amazing.
That sounds awesome. You also just sparked, you just made my gears turn. I think my answer would be the Chariot. I would love to see the
Oh,
Chariot.
yes.
Like, I would really come out of like mosh retirement for that. Like, I would go
The
absolutely.
Chariot?
Yeah. I would probably get the cops called on me or something. I'd just get like violent. Like,
That's the point of moshing,
yeah.
right? I said I was retired for a long time too, because I'm way out of shape and I don't want to break my glasses or anything because I need them. But recently I saw a band, local band, and they played a Hatebreed cover and I had like 12 beers in me, so I put my glasses on a merch table and got in there. And then some little shit kicked me in the fucking eye with a spin kick when I was done. I was standing on the side, couldn't see him, fucking broke my orbital bone, like under my eye and fractured my
Man.
nose with. So maybe staying retired is a good idea.
Yeah, dude, that's so uncool, honestly. I've always hated that stuff. Just like, especially if you're on the side, like you're literally like you're there for a reason, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I wasn't watching. You know, if you're standing on the side of a pit, you got to keep your head on a swivel, keep your arm out for a block.
You
You know, like I
do. I
couldn't see
know.
them.
I know.
Yeah.
It's annoying. It's annoying, in my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
fair. I mean, I've always just, it's always been part of the game for me. So
Okay.
just kind of take it as it is. But yeah, didn't have my glasses on, couldn't see them, popped right in the fucking eye.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Ultimately, I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. The eyeball's fine.
Good.
And the
I
bones had a
see
clean
it.
heel. I didn't even need surgery. I was fucking
Good.
hyped.
Which is good. Yeah. All good.
All good, all good. Okay, we did the reunion shit, and then I got off track. So, right, legendary collabs. You've done a bunch of them so far. If you could have anybody do a guest vocal feature with you again in the future, who would that be?
This is gonna sound so boring. I just keep saying the same people. I always like when we were do recording, I was just like, ugh. When we were recording, there was a song, like one of the songs, I was just like, dude, it would be so awesome if like Aaron Weiss was on the song, like the Me Without You singer. I was just like fantasizing about it like crazy. And I was like, I wonder like how could I even like get in touch with him? Like, yeah. I love his voice so much. He's got a great voice. I don't know. At this point, I'm just like, it's cool when like they're your friends, and like obviously Jeff Rickley wasn't my friend, and like I was what still isn't necessarily like my friend, but like I don't know. I got to know all those people. from reaching out to them, from like them hearing the music and stuff. And like that is what was the coolest part. Like it just felt like a connection, a better connection. And like that's all that matters at the end of the day. Like even if like it ended up being really horrible or whatever, you know, maybe that's a kind of
You want to
sappy.
work with friends.
I would like to work with friends, and like obviously if any of my favorite bands ever wanted to be on a song and I wasn't friends with them, I'd be like, obviously, yes, please be on a
Yeah,
song.
yeah, yeah, of
Yeah.
course. You're like, sorry, friends only. I don't know you
Yeah.
that way.
Actually, yeah. We can set up like a play date together and we could see how it goes,
Let's
but
take it slow. We'll
yeah.
get a coffee together and chat,
Yeah.
see if we vibe.
Exactly.
Nice. All right, we're taking left turns. You said you've heard the podcast before, so you know we got a couple goofy questions near the end that have fuck all to do with music. So, what's the most illegal or dangerous thing that you've ever done in your life that you're willing to put on a very public podcast? Use
Dangerous.
hypotheticals. You don't have to snitch on yourself. Yeah, illegal or dangerous.
I don't mind snitching on myself.
Just be
Let's
careful how much of it is, because you got to
right.
cross borders, right? You know what
That's
I
true.
mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I used to do graffiti
Nice.
for a really long time.
Super
Yeah.
illegal.
Elite, definitely illegal. And I'm from Staten Island. So Staten Island is like so small and insulated that if you did graffiti on Staten Island, there was a special police team for graffiti called like the Vandal Squad.
That's a cool ass name. I
It is
fuck
a
cops, but
cool
that's a
name.
cool
Cool name. Actually,
Say.
but like they were created just like specifically to look out for graffiti writers and to like, you know, scope
Is there
them
that
out.
much graffiti in the area that they literally needed a whole task squad for it, or
There
were they
was
just being excessive?
nothing, there was nothing going on in Staten Island, like
Oh, okay.
so small that you could do that. You know what I mean? It's just like
Right.
if you notice somebody doing graffiti, it's way easier to find them because it's not Manhattan where there's graffiti every single
Right.
square foot. You know what I mean?
Okay, so it's not like it was a mecca, like it wasn't a hub spot for fucking graffiti. It just there was nothing else going on, so they could put some tax money into a fucking
Was
vandal
e
squad.
exactly. It was easy. It was like
Amazing.
it was easy to do. It was easy to spot when somebody, like, you know, did something recently, or it's easy to spot when like there's a new graffiti writer, or it's, you know, it's easy to
Oh
be like,
God.
oh, this guy just went out and hit like 10 spots last night. I noticed that.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. And yeah, it might have gone into other boroughs, but it was definitely focused on Staten Island. Anyway, I went out one night with three other of my, you know, friends that did graffiti. And to make it even worse, when I get to their one of their places, which it was late at night, I just like drove there to meet up with them so we could go out. When I get there, they're all acting weird, like super weird. And like very soon after did I like piece together, I'm like, oh, I think like they're like high or something. Like I don't know what they're high on, but I think they're high.
Right.
And anyway, they're high. We drive off to like this like big empty lot where there's like, I don't know, like a shipping crate, just like a long shipping crate thing, metal thing. And we hop a fence to get in there, and we're just, you know, spray painting on it, and somebody's like watching out, and then somebody's just like car, so we duck, and we're kind of looking out, and it's driving by slow, and one of them's like, oh, it's a cop car, and we're like, oh fuck. So it passes, and then we just like keep going, and then we see a car coming back, and we're like, oh fuck. So we kind of like, I don't know how to describe this. The short end of the crate is facing the street. So we go on the opposite end. So we're behind it, basically. But the short end,
Lengthwise, you're
length,
behind the length,
we're
or you're
behind
behind the width of
the
it.
widthwise with the
That's,
shorter
yeah.
part.
Gotcha.
So not even all of us, just like me and one of them, because like we only had like two cans, so we were like sharing it all also, so we couldn't all be spray painting at the same time. So I don't even, I'm not even spray painting. They say car for a second time, so I'm like, okay, fuck this. I'm not ducking. I'm just gonna go behind it so I can just like stand up, basically. And one of them follows me. And then I can't remember how this happens, but they're like, it's the cop car again. And I'm like, well, fuck, that sucks. And then like one of them, and it's like winterish, it's like an empty lot. There's like everything is dead and dry. So when you walk, it's like twigs
Yeah.
and broken, like dry shit. So one of them like army crawls over to us, which was so funny, and they like pop up and it's like cartoonish, and they're
Nice.
just like saying, it's a cop, and we're like, shit. And then we hear it, I think, stop, and we're just like, super upset and scared. And then it's a, like I said, for like the fifth time, empty field lot thing, really large, pitch black, like no lights going on. The field just like lights up, like just like a floodlight, like lights up, and we're just like, oh my God. And it's
Nowhere to
just like
hide now.
exactly like other than where we are.
Yeah.
It's the only thing blocking. Yeah, exactly. So then it's just like kind of moving back and forth like a searchlight, and we're just like, shit. And my friend is like wobbling in place, like not like he's like, off balance. And I'm like, chill. And he starts
This is not the time.
really, like, this is not the time. And he starts like stepping, like catching himself. So he's making noise.
Fuck.
And I'm just like, please stop. I'm like, dude, stop. And like, he goes to light up a cigarette. And I'm
Holy
like,
fuck, is this guy
yeah.
fucking, oh yeah, okay.
To cut to the chase, which it doesn't really matter. Like, they all took pills, I found. I don't know what pill they took, probably Percocet, because that was like a big
Yeah.
thing on Staten Island. But yeah, they all took pills before like doing this, which was like so unchill. And yeah, I smell like I think I don't smack it, but like I grab it, and I'm like just like cursing at him, and I'm like freaking out, and I'm just like, please, like fucking stop, like stop doing what you're fucking doing, like stop. And also the fourth person is just like missing, like we don't know where the hell this fourth person is. Anyway, floodlights f lights go off, the lights like go off, and then all of a sudden we see the fourth guy run across the field. Like, he just runs past us across this field, and we're just like,
Brilliant.
yeah. And ballsy, because like, I don't know, maybe he knew the police like drove off for a second or did something, but he ran. Anyway, we're staying there because we don't know what the hell's going on, because we can't see what's going on. This story has gotten so long, I feel like. Sorry.
Oh no, it's good. It's good. It's good.
Good. Anyway, we're standing there, my friend's being an absolute idiot. And then anyway, the light goes back on, like just back on, so we're just sh like shook again. And then we hear like the fence rattling, so like they're either like up against it, or they're like half climbing it, but they're like,
They're
they're
coming
on
for you.
the fence.
Yeah.
They're trying, even in the moment. And like, in the moment, I'm like, I think they're trying to make us think that they're coming for us, because we didn't move, right?
Right.
We just hear it, and we didn't hear a lot of it, just like one shake or like another shake or like here and there. It didn't sound like somebody was like going for it to jump
Now they're
it.
testing it. They're
Yeah,
testing it. Okay.
exactly. So we're just like
Yeah, I
standing
feel you.
there. If and like, yeah, I remember being like, if I hear like If I it sounds like they jumped it, I remember being like, I'm running. Like, maybe they're gonna shoot me, but I'm gonna run. I don't know what they're gonna do. I'm gonna run.
Such a fucked up thought.
It
Just to get
is
shot
fucked
just
up,
for running from the
right?
cops.
I know. Anyway, light goes off again. We give it a few minutes, and like I think we might peek over or something. We see that they're gone. We all run across the field. We go into this empty shack that's all the way across the field, because we're like getting into like this like cul-de-sac area thing. There's just like all the way across the field, obviously, like another fence and like all these like houses that look the same, and there's this like abandoned hut shack thing. So we go into the shack. There's like a pull-down gate that's like slightly open, like from the bottom, so you can like, you know, whatever, a little animal could fit through that thing. And it's like really run down. There's like shit all over the floor. It looks like the ceiling was like falling. There's like wood everywhere, like
Hate place to hide.
classic place to hide. So we're in there. We're super scared. We're all like whispering. We're like, where the hell is, I can't even remember his name, the guy that was missing. We're like, where the fuck, like, where did he go? And then we're in there. We're like trying to figure out what to do, basically. And then the lights go on again. We can see it through that crack in the floor. They're back looking for us
Fuck.
again. Crazy. Like, really crazy.
Was
They're
it the
back
Vandals?
looking. Yeah, right? Is that the squad?
Sounds like something out of a movie. Like, hold up, guys, that's the Vandals. They're coming
It
for us. Like,
really was like out of a movie. It
so fucking
really
goofy.
was.
Sounds
It
like it, yeah.
really was. Anyway, lights go off again after a while. We're like, where the hell is like this kid? We're like, should we just leave without him? And then all of a sudden, like wood starts moving on the floor, and we're like, what the fuck? And he comes out from under the wood. That kid that ran across the field hid himself under like debris and like
What the
wood.
fuck?
So crazy. And it was like a far run. Like it was, that's a big field. Like it was a big
Holy
field.
shit.
So he hi, un he unveils himself. We wait a good while. The lights don't come back on. We come out. We jump a fence. We jump another fence. And we basically end up in a parking lot where we parked, because it was like this big, like circular thing that we did somehow. And then we got the hell out of there. And that was it. Nobody finished any of their graffitiing.
Jesus, the adrenaline high must have been fucked though with the light on, light
It
off, run,
was,
light on, light off. Fuck
yeah.
that.
It was intense. It was really intense.
Fuck that. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, that was a long illegal story. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's one of my favorite questions, and you told it well. It was a good story. Like the fucker
Thank you.
hiding underneath the shit in the shed too. I did not see that coming.
So I know, so like smart, but also like maybe unnecessary, but like,
It's a bit overkill.
yeah, but I like he really didn't want to get caught, you know?
Don't blame him.
I
For
don't, yeah, I
sure.
certainly don't.
Oh fuck. Okay. One of our standard questions I ask everybody, assuming you're not a pacifist, if you could punch anyone in the face as hard as you possibly can, one time, one punch, no repercussions whatsoever, they just have to take it. You're laughing. Who would you punch and why?
I am a pacifist, and I don't
I kind
ultimately.
of thought that might be the answer. You seem like too like a nice enough guy that you don't really have any hate in your heart, like to that
I
extent.
have a lot of hate, but like ultimately, I wouldn't punch anyone. But if I could punch somebody, it would probably be like a one of my ex-bosses or something.
Nice answer. No.
Yeah, like probably definitely.
Some nice upper management punching.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Now, what music do you listen to that could be considered a guilty pleasure or cringy? I mean, if you don't believe in guilty pleasures, what do you listen to that maybe your bandmates might rag on you for, or that we wouldn't expect that you listen to? like Nine Inch Nails, for example, or Radiohead, both of which I think are terrible. I did not
Wow,
expect to be like, oh
interesting.
yeah, hot take for some people, but I fuck both those bands, not a
I
fan.
feel like that is such a hot take. I used to hate Radiohead also, like
So
really,
bad.
I hated them, but then like a few
What made
years
you
ago,
switch? Yeah.
everybody always just talks about, how amazing they are, and like my whole life, like all of my like closest friends, all of like these musicians I held in like super high regard were just like, man, Radiohead is like literally the greatest band in the world. And I was always like, y'all are high. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't get it.
Sure.
So like every so often I would just like put on one of their albums to be like, okay, maybe I'm like completely wrong, right? Like maybe I'm not getting it.
I've
And
done this
most
too.
right. And I
Okay.
so I probably know where you're coming from more than anyone.
I've tried.
Yeah, I tried
Yeah.
multiple times and I just didn't, it never clicked, it never worked. And I don't remember, I don't know, just a few years ago, I put on Kid A, which maybe I never tried as one of my starting points, but Kid A just like clicked with me really hardcore. It's like super electronic and it's like very like cold and sad feeling in my opinion, and then it just like blossomed from there, and in my I just like I understood what was happening, I think.
All right, I guess I'll have to try it
I'm not saying
again.
try it, I'm not saying, but if you were to, Kid A is like a really is a great album, in their best album in my opinion. And Nine Inch Nails, not a band I hated, just like not a band I ever got into, and like his lyrics are definitely cringy often, but like the music is just like, I don't know, just goes like super hard.
In your opinion, sure.
Yeah.
You got any pop music skeletons in your closet or anything super weird subgenre that you fuck with?
I like a lot of things. If when you said guilty pleasure, like Cartel is like a guilty pleasure, that old
Cartel, the pop punk band Cartel? Oh, dude, Chroma is one of the best pop punk albums ever written. No cringe involved
I
in that.
love that
Fucking
album.
amazing.
I love that album
Yes,
a lot.
me too.
What else? What else is cringe? I don't
It's
know. What else?
cheesy. I wouldn't say it's cringe, but everyone's definition of cringe is different.
It's like I don't cringe at it, but like if
Oh,
you were
Cartel's
to
so good.
like that feels like a guilty pleasure. Like Hawthorne Heights is like a guilty pleasure
Ooh, yeah.
to me. Or
That
like
checks out.
I don't know. There's I feel like there's so many. I don't ever consider it a guilty pleasure. It's just like when I look at it through somebody else's point of view, I'm like, you would probably rag on me for this.
Oh yeah, if somebody told me Cartel was cheesy and cringy, I'd be like, "Oh yeah, but
Exactly.
you're wrong." 'Cause they rip.
Totally.
What is what's your most unpopular music take? Do you have any sort of opinion that would get swords drawn at you?
It used to be Radiohead is bad, but I can't say that anymore. That used to be my hottest music take. Man, I don't know if I have a crazy music to, I'm sure I do somewhere. I'm not sure if I have like anything like blaringly egregious to
Something just pops off the top of the dome, eh?
I like yeah, I don't know. Like I want to say like I like Taylor Swift, but I think a lot of people like Taylor Swift. I don't know.
I
Is that
mean,
kind
she's
of
one of the most
crazy?
popular artists
Yeah. I don't
in
know.
general, but yeah,
I don't
that
know.
sucks.
I like pop music like a lot. Like
Really, eh?
I do.
I don't fuck with a lot of pop music. Not a Swiftie either, that's for sure.
I wouldn't say I'm a Swiftie. Like there's she makes some really bad songs, but like I don't hate on her like at all. She's a horrible person, but like I don't hate on her music.
You're like, I was gonna say, like, what do you mean you don't hate on her at all? She's a terrible person, but you
She's
just
a
don't hate her
horrible
music career.
human. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, on to some brighter and nicer things. If you could give the entire world a gift, what would it be and why? And it doesn't have to be like a material possession. It doesn't have to be a PS5, despite me wanting one.
If I could give the world a gift, that's an intense question.
Thank you.
Because I feel like every answer is like the wrong answer.
Oh no, every answer is the right answer. It's just some it's just a very loaded question,
It
because
is
how
definitely
do
a
you
loaded.
decide on just one thing?
It's exactly, you can't. I don't know if I was like thinking fundamentally, or maybe not fundamentally. I don't know. Maybe like, how do you not sound like an asshole here? I feel like I'm either gonna sound
Every
pretentious or stupid or
I've had a
both.
lot of people say that. How do I not sound corny, or how do I
Yeah.
not sound like a jerk when I answer this?
I don't know, because like on one hand I want to be like I'd give everybody like a jacket, but like because I'm thinking of like a cold weather situation, but not everybody's in like a cold weather situation, and like
Yeah.
you
Slow
can't
people who are
pay.
gonna be like, the fuck do you want me to do with a jacket?
Exactly. And like you can't say food because like that's a one-time use thing,
True,
right?
true.
And as Anthony Bourdain portrayed many a time, like almost unsolvable to feed everybody. I love
For
Anthony
sure.
Bourdain, by the way. That's an Anthony Bourdain shout out. Music is like the corniest thing in the world, and everybody has music.
Pretty much.
I don't know. I'd want to say like a book, maybe like a comp. Maybe like I'll selfishly say like my favorite comic book or something, which nobody else would like or something. Or
So
like
niche.
just like yeah, maybe just like a really good book that everyone should read. I don't even know.
Not everybody can read.
Exactly. That's exactly. You're exactly. I don't know.
We
Well,
get
maybe.
a lot of like end world hunger, housing and shelter, shit like that. Like,
But is that a valid answer? I wasn't sure if that
yeah.
was.
Be No, because it doesn't have to be a material possession. So it doesn't have to be physical. It could
It
be an
could be like an
ideology.
idea.
It can be anything, realistic or
Oh,
unrealistic.
I would
Yeah, sorry, I should have
definitely go.
specified.
Sorry. I thought I had to like, okay.
Yeah.
Ending world hunger sounds pretty good. That or solving global warming. That's the gift I would give to the world.
Shit, yeah. I don't think we've had that answer yet. Solving global warming would be great, because this planet's not going to be here forever. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be here till I'm dead, maybe,
Definitely.
but like, what about after?
Yeah,
Okay, so going. Yeah, sorry, you hate what? Go ahead.
I hate warm weather to begin with, so it's
Fuck
just
you. Are you serious?
not ideal. Yeah, I
You
hate it.
hate warm weather?
Yeah.
It's snowing outside my window. I have to walk literally down the road to see my buddy after this, and I'm not looking forward to it. I am pro global warming because it stays hot. Like, fuck. As a Canadian, fuck yeah.
I'm sorry. I wish it was snowing here. I'm gonna be really upset the day that it never snows again.
Yeah, fuck. You think we'll see that?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're projected to see that if we're gonna get into like depressing territory. I think
Oh,
like
yeah. No, let's do it. Let's do it real quick. Because, like, every year, winter hits later and later. For where I'm at in southern Ontario, we didn't have snow till a few days ago. We used to get snow like in October.
right. Yeah, I mean, it used to snow. I mean, it would snow in November back in the day here, obviously, right? And yeah, I'm surprised we even got snow the other day. I don't think it snowed last year, maybe like once or twice, but it didn't stick. But yeah, I think
Yeah,
the
same, same.
projected year is like 2040 or 50 or something, where like it's just like we're absolutely screwed.
Crazy.
Or that's when the temperature goes up by like 10 degrees or something. I don't know, something horrible.
All right, let's get off of it, wrap back towards your band before we call it a night,
Yeah.
or day, whatever the fuck. What's the next big goal or accomplishment you want to reach with your band? Is there a certain venue, or festival you've dreamed of playing, or a certain milestone you want to hit before you call it a day?
Yes, but I don't know how to like measure that milestone. I like It would be, I mean, I just want to like, I want to have enough fans that like would justify doing like a headlining tour. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to be, first of all, successful at music because I would love to quit my normal job and do something I actually like doing. And I just, you know, really want people to like enjoy the music we make a lot. That's yeah.
I think that's a realistic goal, to be honest. I mean, your sound is amazing. People obviously are already enjoying it. And you're doing collaborations with big names. You're on a good label. The music's great. You keep making good music. Like, I don't see anything but going up from here.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. I hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure everybody hopes for it, but it just, not everybody seems like they're on track for it. But I can actually see it happening. So I do hope that your dreams come true, because you guys clearly are working hard for it, right?
Thank you for trying.
Yeah. So any news for the band coming up in 2025? Any shows booked you want to shout out? Anything like that for plugs for the band?
Other than the Long Island show, January 15th at Amityville Music Hall, if there's anybody listening that lives around there. And other than this tour with Stolas in March, we don't have anything else planned. But yeah, if you're in the US and you live anywhere between, you know, New York, going through Texas over to California, we're hitting a lot of those places. And yeah, hopefully we'll have something else later on in the year also.
All right. So, finally, any last shout outs, plugs, causes, anything you want to talk about? The mic's yours, the floor is yours, and we'll play an outro track and say our sayonaras.
I said this on another interview, but my answer's kind of changed. I think aliens do exist, but the
Oh, yeah.
aliens that I think I've seen, I think are probably all of these crazy drones that are going on more and more. But that
You
doesn't
think the
change.
drones are connected to alien life forms
I
viewing
don't
us?
know. I wasn't gonna say that, but that's a poss I think anything's possible.
Oh, I completely agree. Anything is possible, sure.
I don't think the drones are alien drones, no, but I do think they're aliens. I think the drones are just drones.
Right.
Also, ghosts definitely exist, and I
Oh,
think
yeah.
Bigfoot is out there somewhere.
Bigfoot. Okay, well, I had aliens and ghosts 100%. Bigfoot. Though
Yeah.
that's a debatable one for myself. You think Bigfoot exists?
I think there's like big feet. Yeah.
You think there's big feet? You think there's more than one Bigfoot, like as
Definitely.
a so are they like a type of human evolution form? Like, are they a Neanderthal or some species we haven't discovered?
I'm not sure. I think there's somewhere in between there, something around there. Yeah, definitely.
Wild answer to my last question that I've ever had. Fuck yeah. That is, congrats, you got the trophy for the wildest answer to that question.
Hell yeah.
Like, any plugs or causes, anything about the band? You're like, Bigfoot's out there,
Yeah,
aliens are real,
speak
ghosts
the truth.
exist.
Yeah, that's what I'm plugging, the truth.
Fuck the band. I came to talk about some real shit today. That is amazing. Perfect, perfect last answer, Julian. Thank you so much for coming to chat today on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, same.
I see your eyes have rolled back. You feel closer. You've been so good. I see an awful scene unfold. You've been hoping this will end soon. Well, does it make your head?